Sempre a bacalhar del mano bene. Se ci picchia quando si è bacalhada, fica me.
Oh, mama. Wow, what a bunch of bacalhau out there now, boy. I'll tell you. Well, we're in the home stretch of the, well, not quite the home stretch, but they're long out of the gate. They rounded the clubhouse turn in the race to the White House, the presidential reality show. And what big news. History was made. That's right. Hillary Clinton, first woman to be nominated. To run for president of the United States on either of the major parties. Hey, when Jill Stein runs, that's not big news, is it, when a woman runs? But when, hey, when Hillary's out there, having a woman in the White House will make as much difference as having a white, a black, a male. It makes no difference of your color, your skin, the religion you believe in, or the agenda. You know, morality only matters. Look at the fraud in chief we got running the show now. People call this a racist nation. Forget about it. You don't have a racist nation and elect a black president. Are they racist in the nation? Of course they are. They're bigots? Of course they are. They're anti-Semites? Of course they are. Hey, as an Italian-American, I've had it for the rest of my life that every Italian is associated with the mafia. But only morons believe that. So here we have a black president who lied his way into the office as an anti-war candidate. And then you can read all about it. Quote, I'm really good at killing people, as he brags about his drone strikes. Yeah, it's only collateral damage when you kill an innocent person. Yeah, no boots on the ground. You remember that one, right? Back in Iraq. But he lies about it. Again, it makes no difference, color, race, gender. Yeah. You go back just a week ago, a little more, at the Memorial Day celebrations, and Barack Obama said, in Iraq, three Americans have given their lives in combat on our behalf. And today I ask you to remember their stories as well, as he said on Memorial Day. A liar. You quoted how many times saying there'd be no boots on the ground in Iraq? And I want to make this clear. They did not give their lives in combat on our behalf. They didn't do it on my behalf. I'm against this. They are an occupying force that destroyed a country. Look at what's going on there with Fallujah. Yeah, that place that Americans destroyed back in 2003. When military contractors in there got killed, and then they went in there and slaughtered thousands of people to get even. So now you got another fraud, Hitlery. How much more blood on her hands do you need before you can see it? Yep. If only a woman was in the White House. If only a black was in the White House. I want to see an Italian in the White House. Ah! Oh, they're not murderers and thieves either, right? Yeah, what a bunch of baloney. But people are buying it. It's the big headlines. And you should see the toilet paper record, the New York Times. Yesterday, when AP announced, and I've never seen anything like this before, and I was in the campaign business. Again, you've heard me say this. I used to run political campaigns in Westchester County, north of New York City, at a graduate school. I was assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate. Taught and designed and taught American politics and campaign technology at St. John's University. I'd never seen an election called before the election began. And that was the front page of the New York Times yesterday. Hillary Clinton standing in front of a big American flag, on the left, and that AP called her a winner. This is before the primary votes, a day before six primaries in in New Jersey and California. And they already called her a winner. And today, of course, they're headlining her again. And again, we know her war hawk story. And all you have to do is go back just a couple of days ago. And there she is in California, man. You know, on the campaign trail. Pumping it up. Talking about more war. That's right. Can't get enough. Yep, with the poll numbers, you know, they were in jeopardy over there. She was appealing to the military in San Diego. She said the election is a choice between fearful Americans, a fearful America that's less secure and less engaged in the world. Don't you want to be engaged in the world? Oh, yeah. Look at the murderers are doing over there, as I mentioned, in Iraq. Oh, you don't like that one? Let's go to Afghanistan. Hey, you been to Libya lately? Why, I was thinking of going there this summer, maybe vacationing in Tripoli, since Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice, and Samantha Powers, oop, three women. Yeah, the three women behind the big push that Gaddafi has to go. Again, I'm tired of this playing the gender card, playing the race card, or playing the religious card. People are people. And any race, creed, color, or gender doesn't matter. But going back to my vacation in Tripoli, I could have gone there, actually, at one time, possibly in 2010, before Obama and the three witches of Washington decided to overthrow Gaddafi for humanitarian purposes as they slaughtered some 30,000 people and destroyed the richest country in Africa. And now it's in total mayhem, totally destroyed, murder on the streets every day. Couldn't have been because of the oil, huh? Yeah, you know, when they released those transcripts of Hillary Clinton, because the Republicans wanted to get her on the Benghazi deal, nobody talks about the deals that were being made with Sarkozy from France, how they wanted the oil. And Clinton Schillis, Blumenthal, or whatever his name is, her aide, talking about, you know, gold that Gaddafi had, and on and on. They don't talk about that part of it. Oh, but now Hillary's going to be, you know, running for the White House. And they forget about her murderous path. So here she is. We have to be more engaged in the world, quote, and a strong, confident America that leads to keep our country safe and our economy going. She said, if America doesn't lead, this is a quote, we leave a vacuum. Leave a vacuum? Yeah. What kind of vacuum did you need to suck out all the dead bodies and corpses out of the countries that you and your husband invaded? Oh, I forgot about that wonderful Yugoslav war that Slick Willie gave us. Oh, and of course I mentioned this, the sanctions he put on Iraq. Where over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of 5 died. And Madeleine Albright, oop, another woman, yeah, Secretary of State, made history. When asked on CBS by Leslie Stahl if the price of 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of 5 was worth the sanctions, she said, yes, it is. Again, race, creed, color, gender doesn't make a difference. By their deeds you shall know them. And boy, they got plenty of them. The Clintons. Yeah, leave a vacuum. Forgot about Afghanistan that she supported. Loved that Iraq war, didn't you? Huh? Yeah. And Syria? You elect me, folks. No fly zone, I tell you. Yeah, we're going to go into a foreign country. Again, one of the most prosperous ones in the Middle East that we destroyed with the Arab League of losers, liars, cowards, freaks, and fools to overthrow a government, a secular government that was one of the most prosperous in the Middle East and, again, a great vacation spot. Gee, I wonder why they have a refugee problem now. Can't figure it out, Hillary. Yeah, but you'll fix it because we'll either... She goes, let me reread this. If America doesn't lead, we will leave a vacuum, and that will either cause chaos or other countries will rush to fill the void. That will cause chaos? Could you add up chaos, or are you too stupid or too much of a sociopath? Let me help you add it up. Oh, they're having problems over there in Kosovo, huh? Yeah, again. Yeah, your husband's on that one. Afghanistan, lovely place. About 1,000 families leave a week to get out of there. Libya, let's add it up one more time because you can't seem to do it. Iraq, Syria, and now, of course, in Africa, Somalia and other countries. Then they'll be the ones making decisions about your lives and jobs and safety. And trust me, the choices they make will not be at our benefit. Trust you? 64% of the people don't trust you. Just like 64% don't trust Trump. Trust you? What have you accomplished? Other than a lot of attitude and murder. Trust you. But here she is. Yep. There she is. And as for Sanders, I know. The Sanders people are weeping at the loss of him. But remember, during this whole campaign, Sanders remained basically silent on the drive to war, the loss of democratic rights. You know, all he would do is, I voted against the Iraq War. Yeah, you voted against the Iraq War, but you voted to fund them. And you voted for the Afghan War, and you voted for these wars that I mentioned under Bill Clinton. And you co-sponsored the resolution that Gaddafi has to stand down and a no-fly zone that became the UN resolution. But the Sandinistas don't want to talk about that one. I shouldn't give the Sandinistas a bad name. The Sanders folks. And he remained basically quiet in criticizing Clinton's foreign policy program. Oh, but she said it was, quote, a mistake supporting the war in Iraq. And again, throughout this entire campaign, Sanders made clear his support for the war in Libya, Afghanistan, Syria. So, but I say it's going to be a Sanders sellout. That's our forecast at the Trends Research Institute. Yep, Clinton, Sanders ticket. We also campaigned for her, but I think it's going to be a Clinton. We think it's going to be a Clinton Sanders ticket because he has to bring in the people that supported him. Because, you know, she got I don't know the tally after the yesterday's primary, but between 2016 and 2008, when she ran against Obama, at this point before the primary yesterday, she had about 300,000 less votes than she got in 2008. So they're going to need her to bring for Sanders. She's going to need the Sanders voters to come on board. And, of course, they'll bring on Sanders as Vice President Sanders. And that'll win them over. So at least they'll be in there and have an opportunity to change things. Change nothing. Vice president's worthless. Yep. So here we have a war criminal with enough blood on her hands to make Al Capone look like a nothing. A war criminal following war criminals before her, Obama, Bush, Clinton, one after another. But America doesn't care about peace. Not a peep about it. You elect me, I'm going to eliminate ISIS. I'm going to melt them all over the world. Yeah. Everybody talking tough. More war. But our forecast remains the same in our Trends Journal. And again, there are wild cards. You can never predict the future. But as it stands now, while Hillary's riding high today, Trump is going to trump her on the jobs front. Because when you look at the numbers, the job front isn't good. And before I get to the job front, and we'll talk about that, and why Trump is going to beat her. When Trump and Clinton debate, it'll be the most watched, the presidential reality show of the Trump-Clinton debate will be the most watched broadcast event probably in the history of America. It'll out-super the Super Bowl. The presidential reality show will be the biggest hit on TV. And you know who will profit from the hit? You got it. The corporations. Corporations. The ones that bring us the presidential reality show. It was never like this before. The League of Women Voters used to run the debates, but now they're the hands of the corporations. And by the way, when you see Hillary Clinton getting all this favorable corporate coverage, like in the New York Times, let's remember that Slick Willie, her husband, deregulated the Communications Act of 1996 and deregulated the communications industry that now allows six corporations to control over 90% of the media. So, of course, the New York Times and others are going to suck up, bow down to the Clintons because it's called payoffs. And so the presidential reality show is going to bring the corporations in billions of dollars. That's right. Already in the run-up to the in the primaries, they were getting some $250,000 for a 30-second ad. And now that that's over, when they go to the main event of the presidential reality show, you'll probably get $1 million, $500,000 for a 30-second ad. What a freak show it's going to be. You know my campaign slogan for 2016, Trump or Clinton, Hitler or Hitlery. And again, why Trump, we believe, is going to beat her is on the issue of the economy. And I've mentioned this before. Back in 1992 in the Clinton campaign offices, they used to have a sign up that said, "It's the economy, stupid." And that was to focus on the major issue, the economy. The Clinton campaign is going to be an attack campaign against Trump. Nothing barely about the economy. Fighting for you. Yes, you're going to fight for me. Anyway, and they're going to talk about wedge issues, gender issues. They're not going to talk about a lot about the economy on the Clinton side. So it won't be the economy, stupid, because Trump is going to trump her on that. And he's going to continue to pound away at NAFTA that Slick Willie brought in, and of course Hillary supported. And he's going to campaign against the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, which Obama's promoting, Hillary called the gold standard. Of course, now she said it was a mistake, like she said Iraq. She always lies. That's why 64% of the people in the polls say she's dishonest, because she is. And again, she's not alone, but she's the candidate. And Trump will beat her on those issues primarily, because she has nothing to stand on in job creation. Rather, he's going to point her as a job destructor. And all you liberals out there and the people that call yourselves Democrats, don't forget, you like those GMOs, don't you, huh? You love them. Yeah, they're good for you. Help make your body grow 12 ways, in ways you never thought. Yep, you like those bovine growth hormones. Oh, those cows could put out more and produce more milk. Yeah. Thank Bill Clinton for that one. That's right. Clinton's gave us that. And you love those drug ads on TV. Yeah, where they, you know, the birds, the boys are chirping, the butterflies are flying. Everybody's happy after a few doses of this or that. And then they have most of the commercials as the stuff is going to kill you 70 different ways. Thank Bill Clinton for that one. That's another Clinton one. That's right. 1997, that became... They weren't allowed to do drug ads on TVs until Clinton got paid off to do it. Why do you think they pay these clowns $300,000 an hour? You can hear them bullshit for free all day long. You think you have to hear it? You know, pay them to do it for an hour? It's called payoffs. Excuse me, BS. To watch my language. Get carried away. I have to watch my language as they murder people around the world, and they do it with a raised pinky and sipping a cup of tea. But don't say a word like I just said. I get in trouble for it. Who knows? Maybe the FBI will be pounded down the door. But remember, Rick Santorum said that. That's why I can use it when he was running for president. So that's what we're looking at, because it goes back to jobs. And look at them job numbers that came out on Friday. Wonderful, weren't they? Yeah, you know. They expected 160,000 jobs. How many were created? 38,000. 38,000 lousy, paying, rotten jobs. While Obama's over there in Elkhart, Indiana, saying it's a, quote, a myth for anybody that believes the economy's on a downturn. This is the Obama in his State of the Union address this past January, said people like myself are, quote, peddling fiction when we say the economy is not strong. Peddling fiction. Again, he should know about peddling fiction, because that's all this guy's ever done. An arrogant liar. Bush was a war criminal that I couldn't stand for his murderous accomplishments of destruction. And Obama's a traitor to this country. An arrogant guy that lied his way into office, promising hope and change you could believe in. 35,000 person troop surge in Afghanistan. Bailing out the banks and giving money to the too big to fails and his buddies. From General Electric to GM. As they cut workers' salaries. Boosted executive pay. Yeah, Obama. Robbed us of more of our rights. The signing of the National Defense Authorization Acts. Yeah, going to sweep Washington clean and brings in the former Bush and Clinton team to run the White House and the executive office. Yeah, that Obama. Obama the liar in chief. One lie after another. Oh, I forgot this one. You know, he wanted to uncover what was going wrong. He's prosecuted and jailed more whistleblowers than all the previous presidents combined. Don't forget, you Democrats. Don't forget to vote. We need a new way, a third way. The Republicans and the Democrats are nothing more than the Bloods and the Crips, murderers and thieves. So going on to the jobs report. Not only are the jobs lousy, when you look at the jobs that are being created, many of them are in health, education, and social services. Think about it. Who pays for those jobs? Obama and the Federal Reserve brag that they created jobs. Those are the majority of the jobs that have been created. Who creates those jobs? It's not because of a strong economy. It's another word. It's called taxpayers. We create those teaching jobs by us paying taxes. As the big guys, as you read in the Panama Papers, get a free ride. Health, Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare. We pay for those jobs. They weren't created or built by the government. Social services, all those programs, folks. We pay for those jobs. They weren't created by the government. The government has not created any jobs. They're liars. The facts are there. Hey, but sociopaths don't let facts get in their way. So here we have now, go back a little over 2 weeks ago. All of the BS in the business media was the word coming from the Federal Reserve Chair, Janet Yellen, and the chorus of other Federal Reserve flunkies blabbing out on the broadcast media and spilling it out in the print media that the U.S. economy is strong and to expect an interest rate rise, quote, in the coming months, end quote. And everybody bought it. You look at gold prices. They were touching $1,300 an ounce. Foo! Zap! Bam! One day after another, pushing it down to look like it was going to break below 1,200. Why? Very simple. There's a belief among investors that since gold yields no interest, right? You buy it, you hold it, it's not getting interest. If you invest in dollars or other currencies with interest rates, you're getting a return. But gold was going up because interest rates among developed nations was running around either negative, like when you go to Japan, got negative bond yields around the world, or near low territory. So holding cash or buying bonds brought you nothing. Matter of fact, you lose money. So holding gold was looked upon as a safe haven asset, and that's what was driving the price up. Even people like Soros He knows a thing or two about making money. Not one of my favorite people in the world, considering his other acts of supporting these non-governmental organizations, such as the ones that overthrew the elected government of Ukraine and have now caused that chaos. But he does know about making money, and a lot of it. So people like him are buying gold. Druckenmiller, hedge fund people, buying gold. Because with interest rates, remember the Federal Reserve has not raised interest rates in 10 years, except this past December, they raised them one time at a little tiny 25 basis points, 0.25%. So, now, with the Fed screaming out there, we're going to raise interest rates, they started bailing out of gold. And that's what they do. This chorus of clowns keeps coming out predictably about every 6 weeks with a new line of BS. There is no recovery. It's in the numbers. The job numbers stink. So now what happens? Well, the job numbers come out on Friday. Only 38,000 jobs, the worst number in 5 years. Poof! Gold spikes up $30 an ounce. Today it's up over $16 an ounce. Because on Monday as well, Janet Yellen spoke, but gold knows that there's not going to be any rate hikes in the coming months because of the lousy job data. Now, this is a trend tracking lesson, and that's why I'm staying on it. All things are connected, or as Chief Seattle is alleged to have said, all things are connected like the blood which unites us all. Now let's go back. Why we're forecasting a Trump victory. It's the economy, stupid, as the Clintons used to say. And they can't hold anymore, that line. And we go back to the job numbers on Friday. Then we go back to gold. And then we go back to why I'm mentioning the job numbers and it's so important. The reason being is that the Federal Reserve, for the last 5 years, over and over and over again, has been pumping the job number. This was the major data point that Fed officials have been touting as evidence for economic growth. So in her speech, even on Monday, Fed Chair Janet Yellen was speaking to the World Affairs Council in Philadelphia, and she said, economic gains have been impressive. And in particular, she said, quote, the job market has strengthened substantially. And she blew off May's dismal numbers as an aberration. And quote, one should never attach too much significance to any single monthly report. Okay, we won't. Let's say it's an aberration. And we're not, because, hey, you're the Fed chair, and you know best. You people know best about what's happening with everything. You're the pros. That's why you're there. That's why you're heading the show. Yeah. You get it right all the time. The facts are there. Yeah, I'll read you one of the facts, how smart they are, and the arrogance that they portray. And how the prostitutes bow down, suck up, hey, and get paid to do what they do. Put out what the Johns want them to put out. Yep. Let me read you a little something from a Trends Journal. When was this? 2010. Here's an excerpt from CNBC interview, July 29, 2005. And this is Ben Bernanke, who was the chairman of the Fed before the Fed chair Yellen. Again, another Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. Yeah, Harvard educated, Princeton professor of economics. They asked him, question, tell me, what is the worst case scenario if we in fact see real estate prices actually come down substantially across the country? Remember, this is the Fed, the arrogant people that tell you what to believe, like the politicians, and get it wrong all the time, but the low-life prostitutes never call them out on the carpet. No, no, no. They'll go after a guy like me for getting it wrong, but never the higher-ups who pay them to put out. Now, remember, this is 2005. The real estate market is peaking. No income verification loans, the biggest scandal in the country prior to the last one, is going on. People totally unqualified to buy homes are buying them. Banks are loaning them the money. And, of course, we're going to bail them out later. Obama and Bush made sure that happened. But at that time, when asked that question, the whitest of the white shoe boys, Bernanke says, quote, well, I guess I don't buy your premise. It's a pretty unlikely possibility. We have never had a decline in house prices on a nationwide basis. Oh, by the way, this blabbermouth that is now working for one of the white shoe boy firm hedge funds, making the dough is for a payback, professes to be the professor that knows more about the Great Depression than anybody else. Wait a minute. Wasn't there a decline in house prices on a nationwide basis back then, Benny boy? And there he goes, shooting his mouth off 100% wrong. I'm bringing this back. All things are connected. Because I'm reading to you now some of Yellen's yelping on Monday. So here he goes again, speaking before Congress 18 months later on February 28, 2007. Now this is in the midst of the subprime Congress. And here's Bernanke. There's not much indication at this point that some prime mortgage issues have spread into the broader mortgage market, which still seems to be healthy. Who could get away with this? Such a spectacularly inaccurate analysis. I'll tell you who. Only card-carrying members of the White Shoe Boys Club, who not only get off scot-free, but are praised by the prostitutes and rewarded for their ineptitude and incompetence by getting those multi-million dollar jobs with the companies that they were supposed to regulate and/or the ones that they helped get bigger when they were playing a different role. So going back to Yellen's yelps, she's going on to say that the gains have been impressive in job growth and the market has strengthened substantially, and suggesting that May's dismal number was an aberration and you shouldn't look at 1 month alone. So we won't. But we'll say that maybe May's was an aberration. But what the other fraud out there, the Fed fraud, because that's all these people are, because the whole Federal Reserve is a fraud game. It's as federal as Federal Express. Nothing federal about it. It's a private bank that runs our country, and it's against the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, that only Congress has the right to print money, be in charge of the printing presses. It's not a job of a private corporation. So, let's go back. Yep, back in 2015, yeah, we're creating about 229,000 jobs on average a month for the whole year. Not bad. But again, look at the jobs. They pay nothing, and most of them in health, education, and social services, which we the people pay for. And they don't pay a lot of job. A lot to the workers, but boy, do we pay a lot of taxes to make those jobs happen. So these jobs are not created because of the government. They're created because we pay the taxes to create them. Big difference. But now let's go back. Well, we're almost halfway into the year, right? Well, for the first 5 months of the year, we're creating about 125,000 jobs per month. We need 150,000 just to take in increases in population. So the major premise, and again, it goes back to the election. The major premise of the Federal Reserve, by their own words, is that the job market has strengthened substantially, and that economic gains have been impressive. She also stated the economy has registered considerable progress over the past several years toward the Federal Reserve goals of maximum employment. We're creating 125,000 jobs per month. We're looking at what's not an aberration, the fact that the labor force participation rate has decreased to nearly a four-decade low at 62.6%. And that some 460,000 people left the workforce in May. But Yellen didn't yell about that at the World Affairs Council of Philadelphia on Monday. No, that was off the chart. That we didn't talk about that. And now I'm going to read to you what Dr. Paul Craig Roberts wrote about why the employment rate dropped from 4.7 to 5%. And, of course, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, go to his website, paulcraigroberts.org, and he's also a contributor to the Trends Journal. And to find out more information about the Trends Journal, of course, go to trendsjournal.com or trendsresearch.com. Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry to announce that our On-Trendpreneur conference that we're holding here in Colonial Kingston, which is going to also feature Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert and other invited guests. And the guests are coming from all over the world and across the country, from, you know, California to New York and from Nevada to North Carolina and Australia, across Canada, Chile, Ireland, Italy, Hong Kong. Unfortunately, it sold out. And you can, if you like, call up and be placed on the waiting list. You call Taryn Clark at 845-331-3500, 845-331-3500. That's the best we can do. And also, I would suggest you consider signing up for the upcoming one, and that'll be in December when we launch our top trends for 2017. So I just wanted to thank you all for the ones that did sign up and are coming here. And we're very excited about this. There's never been a seminar like this one, a conference and a retreat, where we're going to be teaching on trendpreneurship to put you on top of the trends and way ahead of the business opportunities in so many different ways. And the cast of people we have is going to be something else. So again, that number is 845-331-3500. The best we can offer, of course, at this time is to be put on a waiting list. But I strongly suggest, if you're trend-minded and want to be a part of what you're not going to get anywhere else, to consider calling up and signing up for the upcoming event in December. And also, unfortunately, we said there's not going to be a video due to the proprietary nature of the information we're going to share. But thank you again. So just wanted to update that on that. And getting back to the numbers about Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and why the inflation, why they're bragging that we have a low unemployment rate. He writes, because people unable to find jobs ceased looking and are no longer counted as being in the labor force. If you are unemployed but not considered part of the labor force, you are not included when unemployment is measured. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that in May there were 1.7 million Americans who wanted and were available for work but were not counted as unemployed because they had not searched for work in the 4 weeks preceding the survey. So that's how it is in the USSA. When you're no longer looking for work, when you no longer could find the job, when you're off the unemployment rolls, you're not counted. You're not counted on the rolls, and you're not counted as a human being. You're gone, Jack. Adios. So when Ms. Yellen states, quote, the economy has registered considerable progress over the past several years toward the Federal Reserve's goals of maximum employment, end quote, hard data disputes the job progress claims. Period, paragraph. We went over the data. And in fact, since 2009, which Obama likes to brag about and say that anybody says there's not economic growth, it's a myth. Well, the myth maker maybe could swallow this one. 95% of all income gains have gone to the richest 1%, while median household income remains below 1999 levels. So our forecast, folks, is for a recession, not a recovery. And then, of course, when you look at those numbers and Hillary Clinton championing the bid out there, that she's fighting for us. And you have to look a little bit at that little scandal going on about that Armani jacket that she was wearing. That's right. Fighting for us. Wearing an Armani jacket that cost $12,495. $12,495 for a jacket. It's reported they made about $150 million. Remember, she said we left the White House broke? They didn't create anything. It's called payback. Again, why would anybody pay her a bill $300,000 an hour to BS when you can get all their BS for free 24/7? $150 million. And there she shows up wearing a $12,495 Armani jacket, and only Orwell could write this one, during a speech about inequality. And this isn't coming only from the New York Post or the anti-Clinton people. Even CNBC was shocked at this and did a story on it. So you can see where this is going. This election that we're going into, and we've written about it in detail in the Trends Journal, is like nothing we've ever seen in modern history. Never before in my lifetime have there been violence between two campaigns. And we're seeing it now. When I talk about Trump, and again, the only way I would vote for either of these candidates, to make this 100% clear, is if somebody put a gun to my head and forced me to vote. I'm not voting for them. I don't vote for murderers and thieves and liars, losers, cowards, freaks, and fools. But when there's violence, and you mentioned violence on the campaign trail, people automatically point to Trump. And of course, with good reason. You know, he's promoted it, not promoted it, but, you know, he's had his share of what's going on to create it. But the violence is another avenue is coming from the anti-Trump people. And then people say, what about 1968 in Chicago? That was different. That was a protest against the entire system. In the Vietnam War. It wasn't campaign against campaign. This is unprecedented. And it's just beginning. This is going to be, you didn't think it could happen again after P.T. Barnum passed on. It's going to be the greatest show on earth. What a freak show it's going to be. Two frauds fighting it out for a race to the White House. And you know what's going to happen, of course. Whoever wins, we lose. Hillary's beating the war drums, and the war drums are getting louder, by the way. It's not making a lot of the news. United States aggression in the South China Sea. Oh, Obama, the peace candidate. I forgot that. How could that be happening? The United States and NATO moving troops up to the Russian border. Oh, how could that happen under Obama, the peace candidate? I must be making a mistake. I mean, after all, you know. He said he was going to make things nicer here. So, and you're listening to Ashton Carter, our defense secretary, threatening China. American jets and reconnaissance planes flying very close to Chinese and Russian territory under the guise of international air or water space, and they're going to provide to keep the seaways open, freedom of the seas, like selling freedom and democracy to other countries. And reconnaissance planes. Could you imagine if these planes were off the coast of Virginia, down in Pensacola, and we had Russian and Chinese jets and naval forces and their troops? Can you imagine if their troops were training in Cuba? Or Mexico, or Canada. But that's what they're doing. And I'm mentioning this because in the trends business, you try to look at the wild cards. And one of the wild cards may be the terrorist strike against the United States, false flag or real. And when I say false flag, that doesn't make me a conspiracy theorist. Remember the Maine? Hey, how about you elect me as Woodrow Wilson? We're not going to get into World War I. Elect me as FDR. I won't take you into World War II. And you remember that Vietnam War, of course. Lied to us by Robert McNamara and the rest that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened the way they said it did. And you know, of course, that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. So when I say false flag or real, there's nothing the government says that I believe. Again, it's like believing in hope and change you could believe in. That will change the course of this election. If it's thrown away from the economy and onto terrorism and fear, it's a Clinton candidacy, becomes a Clinton candidate, becomes the Clinton president. Because she'd probably beat Trump on that one. In the absence of that, if it stays to the economy, we still say Trump. But again, you know, it's the wild cards are out there. And the United States is antagonizing Russia and China with its military intervention into other countries. And by harassing them on and near their borders. And of course, the United States is also supporting that Obama, the peace candidate, the slaughter of the people in Yemen. So, as we used to say in the Bronx, payback's a bitch. And there may be payback for United States' murder of millions of people around the world. It may come as a terrorist strike, false flag, or real. So that could change the course. So please try to get involved any way you can. Help us occupy peace. Go to occupypeace.us if you're interested. We want to have the next rally again here in Colonial Kingston in September. Remember, Gary Null helped us kick it off the last time, along with Ralph Nader, Cindy Sheehan, Dr. Robert Thurman. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was here as well, contributed to the Trends Journal. So thank you very much for tuning in this week. Remember, the future depends on you. Speak to me, I put it out.